Serena, let's have a quick look at Giants season, first of all. How much did you enjoy it?
I absolutely loved it. It's definitely probably my favourite season of my whole career in terms of just the people and the club. And obviously the success of the club as well in the first year to be a part of it was just amazing. And I'm really looking forward to my second year.
There was obviously a little bit of disappointment in finishing second, but still a brilliant achievement from you all.
Yeah, I mean, it was really disappointing that we didn't perform in that last game. Obviously, the one that you desperately want to win, and we've taken lots of learning from it, and we're really looking forward to seeing if we can maybe go one step further next year. It's a tough job to get to the grand final, which is why it was so disappointing not to be able to perform. But the chance has come and gone now, and we've got to move on. We've got to move on from it, and to hopefully turn out better next year.
This season as well, you featured in every single game. How much did that training help towards that?
Yeah, massively. I think, Julie did a really good job in terms of getting us prepared week in, week out, and the kind of culture we had in the team and how hard we were working and training kind of it put us in good stead, I think, in terms of being really confident when it came to matches and, how we worked together as a team. And we really did work together as a true team this year. And I think that was one of our biggest strengths. It wasn't really about one particular person out there. It was about the seven of us on court doing a job. So that's what was so exciting and so much fun to be involved with, for sure.
And you managed to get MVP as well by playing centre. That's a bit of a change from wing defence, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit, I guess. I have played a bit of centre in my career, and it's been probably a few years since I've been, given an opportunity in a team to be able to play in the middle. So I absolutely loved it because I do enjoy the position. It's extremely challenging, and that's the reason why I enjoy it. I like being able to have impact in the attack and the defence end, and that's definitely a challenge that centre brings. So, it was great playing in the middle this year. Tough at times, for sure, especially on the old lungs, but, yeah, it was good.
How much did you enjoy seeing Giants progress from where they were at the start of the season?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I think, no one quite knew how good we were going to be or if we were going to make a grand final or anything like that when it came to the beginning of the year. So, we just clocked up a few wins at the beginning of the year and then clocked up a few more, and before we knew it we were on top of the table, and almost we then turned into favourites to finish in the top four, maybe reach finals. So the expectations in terms of the pressure within the club were, you didn't really feel anything, which was great, and I guess that's a pro of being a new club. You don't have any history, so you can kind of just write your own with a clean slate, I guess. But as we move through the season, it was great just to see, I guess, the fans get on board, the fan base grow and really get behind us. And that just kind of pushed us on, really, to want to win more and win more games and try and get a home final and all that kind of stuff. So, it was, like I say, it was really cool to be involved in all of it.
I was really impressed as well how you all rallied around with Kimberley's loss.
Yeah, I mean, it was devastating to lose Kim like that. Not just from a player on court perspective, but it's the off court stuff that and the things around the club and the culture that she was really, really driving. And we were quite keen as a team to keep that going, even though she couldn't necessarily participate physically anymore. We wanted to keep the culture, keep the standards that she was driving so much in training sessions. And I do think that we managed to keep that up, pretty well, and managed to take it into our own and kind of push on without her, which it's hard to be able to get past something like that, but we knew we had to as a team just to keep winning and to keep competing and to stay top of the table at the time. So it was disappointing, but I know that she was definitely proud of how we reacted, and everyone put their best foot forward in terms of moving forward in the competition.
But it's nice people like her and people like you and Joe are going to be back next season.
Yeah, it's great. I think, we've kept the majority of our roster, which is, great news. It's a credit to the club, and I'm really happy that all the girls have decided to stay, because it really is, a good team group to be involved in. So from that perspective, I'm really looking forward to getting back on court with Kim and working with her, because I was absolutely loving playing with her. Just her skill set and her knowledge is phenomenal, and I was learning a lot off her. So I'm looking forward to, having a crack at it again next year with her.